Hello, everyone. This is Ade. Thank you so much for joining me and welcome back to Five Tree Christmas Podcast. Today, I've got a triple review for you. I took a day off. I needed a mental break, but I'm back and I'm better than ever. Let's talk about Christmas with the Darlings from Hallmark Channel, A Very Charming Christmas Town from Lifetime, and The Christmas Bow from Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. Stick with me to hear what I've got to say about these movies. So let's begin with the review for Christmas with the Darlings on Hallmark Channel. The synopsis says that when an assistant gives her final notice, she is drawn into helping the charming younger brother of her wealthy boss as he looks after his orphaned nieces and nephew through Christmas. This movie stars Katrina Law, who I know from Snow Bride, and I don't know if any of you have ever seen Snow Bride, but it's quite a unique movie, and, you know, I like Snow Bride because it's so silly. It's one of those type two movies, you know, pretend boyfriend, pretend girlfriend, and they fall in love in that process, and I love type two movies, and I didn't think Katrina Law had kind of the gravitas to pull off a more serious role. That sounds mean, but it's just because she was so good in that kind of ridiculous role. So while this movie is actually cheesy beyond belief, I was surprised how sweet it was. I really enjoyed myself watching it. Given that I was so recently disappointed by A Welcome Home Christmas, I was really impressed with the way that they answered the storylines of both the head and the heart by the end of the movie. They find a way to balance the things that they really want to answer about, you know, the practical demands of their lives and you know, the practical circumstances that the two leads have found themselves in. And they balance that with, you know, really answering, you know, what do you do when you want to follow your heart? You know, how do you approach these conversations, these tough conversations with somebody that you love, so that you can follow your heart? They do this in an incredibly beautiful way. And I was impressed, frankly, probably because I was so recently disappointed. Okay, so they find a way to give these two a really good presence on the screen. Their chemistry is not the best that I've ever seen, but it's okay. And the way that he's been in love with her for years, it was a really clever approach to take. And it's not one that I think we see very often in these movies. Usually the two leads don't know each other and we watch them building relationship. In this movie, they already had a relationship and he'd been in love with her kind of secretly for years. And that was really nice. It really worked in this movie. The kids are sometimes a bit robotic, but they are incredibly cute. And this movie is just chock full of tropes, but it really does come together in the end. It's a heartwarming story and it feels earnest and grounded in a way that I don't think we see a lot anymore. It has a sensibility of kind of a movie from the 1990s or the early 2000s. I don't know if any of you have ever seen the movie Borrowed Hearts. It really does have that kind of feel, just like super earnest and takes itself a bit seriously. But overall, it works. I gave this movie a plot type of 1C, you know, people helping each other overcome professional hurdles and personal hurdles and falling in love in the process. I gave it a 3.5 out of 5 Christmas tree rating. It is incredibly cheesy, but it's sweet. And I hope you will check it out on the Hallmark Channel. Up next is the review for A Very Charming Christmas Town from Lifetime. The synopsis here says that city girl and travel and lifestyle blogger Aubrey Lang goes to the little town of Solvang for her next holiday vlog piece after it's voted the most Christmassy town in the USA. She soon meets Sawyer Larson, a local community coordinator and chocolate shop owner assigned to show her around the small town. At first, the unlikely pairing is at odds, but they soon start to fall for each other amidst the twinkling lights of the romantic little Danish village. So, what to say about A Very Charming Christmas Town? First, I want to get to the story. It was very typical of the genre, and there's nothing inherently wrong with that. You know, they did what they needed to do. They got us from beginning to end. We understand the large drivers and context of the movie, but the movie did struggle a lot with exposition. You know, midway into the movie, you know, 3/4 of the way into the movie, we're finding out new, really important things about our characters that you should have found out at the beginning of the movie. It was kind of strange. I thought it was overwhelmingly well-paced despite those challenges, and the story progressed. They fell in love. You know, all of that happened at an appropriate speed. Interestingly, there's really not a side character B plot in this movie. They have a little bit of one, but largely speaking, this movie's all about our leads. And I think that helped it overcome many of the pacing issues and story issues that a lot of these movies struggle with. I think, it worked overall, even though the premise is relatively silly. And their chemistry was better than average, and the town was genuinely charming, even though I was a bit overwhelmed by the amount of like Danishness they were shoving in our face. But, you know, it was cute. It was a cute town, and I think we learned about some really nice customs. So now I want to talk about one other thing that I think is really important, and that's the sound. Lifetime, generally speaking, seems to be struggling with some post-production sound issues this year. I believe I saw Mark Ruffalo showing how he was recording some post-production sound for a movie or something at his home. And I think that might be what's happening here. Because of COVID, I think actors and actresses are doing some of their post-production work, not in typical studios like they would normally do them. And what that led to in this movie and in movies like The Christmas Aunt and some other Lifetime releases this year was a movie that feels almost like watching a foreign language film. It feels like they're speaking a different language and it's being dubbed over with an English audio track. The words are not matching their lips in this movie. And when you pair this, mismatch with the corny parts of this script, it was actually incredibly hard to take in. The sound issues made for a comical at sometimes, abysmal at others, experience watching this movie. And the problem was so bad at the end of the movie that I legitimately had to rewatch the last scene several times because I didn't really know what was going on because it was so comically mismatched. So this is a really unfortunate thing for A Very Charming Christmas Town. I think without it, this might have been a little bit better of a movie, but overwhelmingly, it still wasn't a great movie. It was fine. It was typical. It's a 1A plot type. A city girl comes to a small town and discovers the true meaning of Christmas, family, love. It's not bad, but it's also certainly not good. I gave it a 3 out of 5 Christmas tree rating. And if you'd like to find it, at least to see the comical mismatch of sound to video, you can find it on Lifetime. Last but not least, I will be reviewing The Christmas Bow from Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. The synopsis for this movie says that Kate, a promising musician whose lifelong dream of playing in the Rocky Mountain Philharmonic is put on hold by an accident. Reconnecting with Patrick, an old family friend, and his cousin Gavin, while recovering at home during the holiday, she finds love in someone who believes in her. So, I just want to start by saying I'm very excited to talk about this movie. The Christmas Bow is great. Point blank, end of review. There's not much else to say, except for, as you know, I'll have a bunch more to say. To be honest, I really wanted to like this movie going into it. I was actually quite nervous that I wouldn't like it because I adore Michael Rady and, I'll watch anything that he does, kind of like Nikki DeLoach. He's like the male equivalent of Nikki DeLoach. And when I found out that he was being cast opposite a real professional violinist, I got really pumped, knowing especially that she has done some acting work before. So it should have been a good match. And The Christmas Bow didn't disappoint. I'd want to take a sidebar here and say that this movie is sad. It's not sad, but it's certainly also not happy. And I've been coming to realize that people don't like sad movies at Christmas. I might be alone here because I think that, this heartwarming, moving, slow burn kind of movie, the sad stuff is some of what Hallmark Movies and Mysteries does best. For example, Holly and Ivy, Two Turtle Doves, two of my favorite movies in the last couple of years. This is where Hallmark and Movies and Mysteries really shines, in my opinion. And this movie is no different. There's one moment about a third or halfway into the movie where I was just crying. I just had tears were running down my face and I loved it. I was obsessed. So this movie, I think I really appreciate it because it's about the very real fear of losing your ability to do what you love or failing so badly that you can't move on. And that's a really relatable topic for me personally. After this movie, my sister and I had some really great conversations about what happens when you lose everything that you ever dreamed of or when you get it, but it's not enough. How do you pick up the pieces and go on? And this movie kind of addresses that question or those questions. The acting in this movie is really good, except for the child, who's truly a bad actor. And the chemistry between the two leads is great. You know, they have a really sweet, fun, lighthearted, quippy banter. They felt like real conversations, and it played out like a nice, normal relationship between two consenting and communicative adults. It was really a breath of fresh air to watch them. The familial relationships were also incredible. You know, his character's mom is struggling with some health issues, and you know, their relationship is great. Her parents and her grandfather run a music store, and watching her relationship with them as she's struggling professionally is beautiful. They're just great all around, you know, the relationships and all the casting was so beautifully done in this movie. In the end, the writers actually choose to flip the script and have him be the one to give up on what he thought his big dreams were, so that she can stay in, so they can stay in Colorado together, and she can chase her own dreams. And I really appreciated that flipping of the script. I thought it was a nice touch. So the last thing that I want to say about The Christmas Bow almost goes without saying, but you know, watching Lucia Micarelli perform in this movie is absolutely incredible. She is a great actress, especially considering that she hasn't acted all that much before this. She's actually better than most of the people who act in the genre, in my opinion. And she's kind of approaching a Nikki DeLoach status for me. She's quite good and nuanced. She has this like ease in front of the camera that's really nice. While I didn't know before watching the movie, it was cool to find out that this movie is actually quite reflective of her story. She is an incredible violinist. She plays with the likes of Josh Groban. She was the head violinist for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and she's done really great musical work before this. And then she hurt her hand. She cut it and very badly and wasn't able to play for some time. And she had to rehab back to where she is today. So this story is reflective of her own story, and that was beautiful to learn as well. I think you can't go wrong by watching this movie. This is a one-see movie as well. You know, it's focused on their careers and their dreams and their goals, and they're helping each other navigate that. And Christmas, you know, brings a warmth to all of that. I gave it a 4 out of 5 Christmas tree rating. I think it's a really beautifully done movie, with the full acknowledgement that it is a bit sad. And I still hope you'll check it out on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. So that is it for my reviews of Christmas with the Darlings from Hallmark Channel, A Very Charming Christmas Town from Lifetime, and The Christmas Bow from Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. Thank you so much for joining me. If you'd like to find my written reviews of these movies, you can find them on my Instagram at Five True Christmas or on Facebook also at Five True Christmas. If you'd like to reach out to me with any questions or comments, you can find me at fivetruechristmas@gmail.com. Thanks again, and as always, here's to the next review.